everybody, and welcome back to the judgiest place on the internet. My name is Josh.
My name is Rick.
And my name is Christian.
And we are
the judgies.
Boys, girls, and envies, welcome back. What a beautiful, beautiful day. The humidity finally freaking dropped in the Midwest. Am I right, ladies?
Oh, boy.
You got that right.
Dude, I mean, I don't have, like, long hair, obviously. Especially, it's not even the longest hair I've had this year. But, man, humidity fucking sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Girls got it bad.
I've just, like, done nothing with my hair while it's been raining. I just done nothing. Let it do its thing.
My hair looks cute, I would say.
That's only because you have so much oil in your hair that George Bush is interested in you. Ah. So, like, you don't have to worry about humidity.
At first, I was thinking about George Washington because of the Paul Revere joke.
Oh, no.
And I was like, George Washington didn't want oil.
Well, want to hear a fucking story that really piqued my social anxiety today?
Sure.
So,
actually, I don't.
Can we just is get it going to give me segment? Social anxiety?
No. Okay. I don't
Can
think
we just get to the next segment, please?
I don't think we share any of these social anxieties. So, well, maybe. But, so, I'm going to say it on the pod. I'm trying to go all July without eating fast food, right?
Good for you.
That's my deal, right? Is I want to go July without eating fast food. Today, July 2nd, I made it through July 1. Great. All right. July 1.
Round of applause.
Off without a fucking hitch. I was really thinking about it, but I didn't. July 2, which is today, I'm wearing my Taco Bell shirt, as I do. It's a vintage Taco Bell logo. It's from Target. You can get it at Kohl's, too. I'm sure you've seen it. And so I was sitting, I ate my lunch, and it was like a quarter or three quarters of the way through my lunch, and I was like, well, I've got a Taco Bell rewards on the app, right? Because I have the app, because I'm a fucking simp for capitalism. And
Check out my rewards.
The rewards are the same every month, but you can use it on a free medium drink. So I'm like, perfect. I'll just go get a free medium Baja Blast Zero, right? That's all I got to get.
That still counts.
Well, for me, it didn't. For my own personal rules.
It counts.
And I was just using it that way it didn't expire. And now I'm not ever going to be tempted to, like, go and, like, oh, well, it's expiring, but I'll get a Nachos Bel Grande because it's the most cost-efficient thing to get for free because it's normally $7.50.
And you can get that for free?
Yeah, and you just swap out the meat for potatoes and it fucking slaps hard. And you put the creamy chipotle sauce on it.
Dude,
it's so good.
Game changer.
I love Taco Bell so much, guys.
Okay, the Taco Bell app.
Taco Bell, sponsor us.
The Taco Bell app is so good.
I do have to agree. He got me onto the train of the Taco Bell app and just being able to add chipotle
to
sauce
anything,
to fucking everything.
Which you can do normally, but you don't have to be like
it
a
feels
weirdo
awkward, though,
yeah,
right?
In the drive-thru. And add chipotle sauce to everything, please.
Can you just put it on top of everything? Actually, can you fill the bag with it too, please?
The crazy part about the Taco Bell app is you can do the create your own cravings box, which is $5 for a cravings box.
Absolutely
I have
nutty.
Perfectly crafted the most ideal vegetarian cravings box where if you individually price out all the items and the upgrades that I have, I think it's like $14 and I get it for $5. So you see why I eat too much fast food. Because my brain's like, that's such a good deal. Gotta eat it.
So where does the social anxiety
anyway,
come in?
So I roll up. I order through the app. And one of my biggest fears is having people recognize me at a drive-thru. So I roll up and I say, hey, I have a mobile order for Josh. And he's like, all right, man, pull on through. Pull up. And there's a truck in front of me. I'm wearing my Taco Bell shirt, right? So I position the seatbelt so it's covering the Taco Bell logo, obviously.
Showing it off. Have to say... Discount?
No, I'm covering it because I think
discount?
It's weird to be...
showing a titty.
I don't want to be showing a Taco Bell logo. Someone who has never worked at Taco Bell going through Taco
Poser.
Bell.
Poser.
So I'm sitting and the guy in front of me was taking a long time. So I'm just like on my phone or whatever, watching a Thought Slime video go sub to them. And I pull up to the window and the guy's already got the drink out. And first thing I clock, that's not a medium. That's a large, buddy. And it's way too dark to be a Baja Blast Zero. It's a Baja Blast, which I wasn't thrilled about, but whatever. So I grab it, and he's like, hey, man, no food today? Go
fuck.
He recognized me because you have to say my name every time. It'd be one thing if it was just a voice.
Oh, you're podcaster Josh.
Yeah, he's like, I listen to your podcast. No, so one, boom, right off the bat, he recognized me by my order because I said order for Josh, right? So I'm already fucking stressed out. So then he hands me the wrong drink. And because I'm already kind of stressed out, I'm like, well, I can't be like, actually, this needs to be a Baja Blast Zero. I grab it. And as I'm grabbing it and looking at it, there's like a half an inch of head on it. And I don't, now, Baja Blast shouldn't have head on it. Like when you pour a beer.
Yeah.
There was so much foam. There was so much foam. And like as I grabbed it, I was like, oh, it must be fresh. And it's just like bubbling, right? And I'm just staring at it as he's like, oh, no food today, huh? And I'm like, nah, man, just the drink, and just staring at it. And it's not going down. And so now I've already got it in my possession, so I can't be like...
No, that feels like the optimal time to be like, hey, like, this doesn't look right.
It looks like,
I feel like if there's any time to go, that doesn't look right, it's in your hand.
A better person would have, but as I was looking down here, I could notice the Taco Bell logo had slid out from underneath the seatbelt, and therefore I was brazenly showing this badge of dishonor.
Old employee?
Of Taco Bell. I'm holding the Baja Blast Non-Zero. One is what some would call it. And 2%.
Nobody calls it that.
There's Baja Blast Zero, and then there's 2% Baja Blast.
Incorrect.
And I'm like, well, it looks like, literally it looked like soap in there. And I was like, thanks, man. And just drove off. And then literally I just drove back to work because normally I would go sit somewhere else, but I didn't have my keys at work today. So I had to wait for somebody else and try to catch them on the way in because I didn't have my fob to get into work, right? And so I walk in with my supervisor, and I was like, hey, can you hold that door? And I'm just walking in staring at this thing because I'm like,
this is fucked. This is absolutely fucked.
This is the most unappetizing looking thing I've ever seen because Mountain Dew, the color of Mountain Dew, not good, especially when you add half an inch of foam on it.
Does it still have foam on it?
Yes, it didn't go down.
You had a 5-minute drive back to work, and it still has foam on it?
Did not have foam.
That Taco Bell is literally across the street.
It's like 45 seconds. It was a long light.
Well, guess what? People are going to be able to find where you work and this Taco Bell now. Hope you never want to go back to that Taco Bell, Josh.
So
trying to help you here.
Staring,
my bad.
I'm staring at this, and I like see my boss, and he's like, oh, man, I went to Jimmy John's, and I ordered a Coke, but I accidentally got a Diet Coke instead. And I was like, hey, I had the opposite happy. He's like, you want to switch? And I was like, sure. And he goes, fuck that. Like, yeah, that's fair. So I just sat down in my office and stared at the cup for like 10 minutes, and I was like, who are you kidding? You're going to fucking drink it. You're a fucking piece of shit. And I drank that shit.
How was it?
It was good. It was a Baja Blast, man.
Okay.
Have you freaking Baja Blasting off once you got all them flavors in there?
I'm such a Taco Bell simp. Literally, I would fuck this podcast. I would fuck literally everything in my life. If I could just have one viral tweet about Baja Blast, I would just be fucking good. I love Taco Bell so much. Guys, let's get into some reviews.
No, we know you do.
Boys, girls, and NBs, let's get into some reviews that you guys have left us. If you want to leave us a review, we'll probably read most of them.
We're getting like too popular now, so you guys just love us too much.
Yeah, stop loving us so much.
Just kidding. Keep reviewing.
We're your best friends. Don't let me tell you otherwise. So I'm going to read a very special review. Very special. Our first one-star review. Thank you to Marindar33. Are you guys ready?
Let's hear it.
Titled, Has Potential. Okay, maybe they'll come back and listen. I really thought I would love this podcast because I listened to others with a similar premise. However, this one has too much nonsense talk.
Oh, you mean like the first 5 minutes of Taco Bell? No,
that couldn't be it. That wasn't nonsense. That was sense. The hosts spend so much time talking about things off topic, always off on tangents and talking about inside jokes. I wish it was more to the point and not so much random pointless chatter. So,
I feel like most of our inside jokes are from previous episodes. So like,
they're literally complaining that we're too funny, which I count that 1 star as a 5 star in my brain. If you're going to make fun of us, or like, not make fun of us, you're going to critique us, I'm glad it's that we make too many jokes.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And he would really hate the podcast if it literally had to be me reading for an hour every 3 weeks.
Guys, look, this might be controversial. If you just want to read Reddit stories, go to Reddit. We're here to give the flavor.
Here's the thing. I do get the idea because as a fellow bad reader, I just want mommy and daddy to read it for me.
Yeah. Sorry, buddies.
But we're not... Us. We're like cool aunt and uncle. We'll give you like cigarettes when you're 13 and be like,
no, we won't.
Don't let your mom know. What? You're not buying our nieces and nephews alcohol already?
No. What if? Absolutely not.
They told me you were, so I did.
Your nieces and nephews are 29 each. They're older than you.
They're old enough to buy it. They're just like, please,
our
you fucking chump.
Our oldest one just got his driver's permit, and I literally met him when he was like a toddler and he's driving and I feel so fucking old.
I got a comment, a review here I want to read. This is a 5-star review from Spuck the Fuck.
Okay.
Title of the review, Smell My Finger.
Now, hang on. This seems like it's going to have too many jokes and going to lead us to too many tangents, so we need to not go over it.
It's possible. I found these specimens of the human race on TikTok, and I'm at a loss for words. The only one thing I'm absolutely sure of is Christian is a big, strong boy who always finishes his veggies.
Yeah, buddy.
You know what? You know what, Spuck the Fuck? I didn't do that until I was about 27, so.
Last year? That's bad, man. How are you not?
But, hey, I'm a big, strong boy, so that's all that really works. That's the only important detail from this entire podcast.
What's that from? Big, strong boy. Big, strong boy. What's that from?
I think it's just...
I'm a big beefy. That's from something.
I think it's from looking at me. I'm just a big beefy boy.
I just get mesmerized by you.
I mean, do you guys not like do a couple push-ups, get the pump on before you get in here?
No.
Oh, just
the review that I liked is titled "Hilarious." 5 stars.
Okay.
From Single Ma.
Okay. Woo! Okay.
Says Reddit is always.
I'm sorry. It's from Rugrats. It's Chucky. The Rugrats movie, Rugrats Go to Paris, I believe.
The review is from?
No, the big strong boy. I'm a big brave boy.
It's a big brave dog.
Big brave dog. We got there.
You're a scaredy cat. And then Susie says, no, you just got to tell yourself you're a big brave dog. Erica, we did go on a tangent.
I needed to say that. It would have completely escaped my brain.
Reddit is always hilarious to me. And I love that these three made a podcast judging Am I the Asshole? There's also a subreddit called Am I the Angel that also judges people that post on Am I the Asshole, just so you know.
Hey, whoa. Don't be giving away our secrets.
And then she says, Erica is my absolute favorite.
Why did you read this one exactly?
This person has bad taste, I think.
We should all give Christian and Joshua a gold star if they don't talk over Erica the next podcast episode.
Bet.
They don't get a gold star today.
I haven't talked over you yet, have I?
Yes.
I don't believe that.
You both already have.
One.
To be fair, you talked over
Aurora.
Me.
Aurora.
She's sleeping.
Ugh. Come over here and play back the video.
To be fair, you've talked over both of us. I'm sorry. You talked after both of us. My bad.
Are you boys ready for some stories? Because sometimes we read stories on this podcast, and this week I'd be doing that.
Very good.
Thank you.
Eventually,
thank
you. I don't have to fucking do shit over here.
That's kind of the goal.
I'll just be the beauty.
I think you kind of picked it up in this week's Instagram post, but you should probably be looking for another job, buddy.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Our first one is classic, as always. Am I the Asshole? Mm. This one was a screenshot of the Reddit post found on Twitter and tweeted to us by a friend.
You have your stories are always like my sister, great like aunt, twice levels. Removed bullshit.
Am I the asshole for refusing to apologize for throwing away my dinner instead of letting my fiance have it?
Refusing to, okay, sorry.
I, female 22, have been with my fiance, male 20, for 2 years, and we recently got engaged. I handle cooking while he takes care of other stuff, including rent and utilities.
Okay.
Makes sense.
It was just the way that was put was like, I don't know. Continue. I was like cooking and he handles cleaning. Not like I handle cooking and he handles all of the financial part.
He's been eating a lot lately since I started cooking in large pots and buying extra ingredients. He usually tells me what he'd like to eat for dinner. Note, I only cook dinner 3 times a week. Other than that, we have plenty of leftovers. So on to the situation. Last night, I cooked dinner early because he wanted to eat early. I prepared his plate and put my plate in the fridge, ready to reheat for later. I finished with studying and took a shower, then went into the kitchen to reheat my dinner and sat at the table by myself and began eating. My fiancé came out of the bedroom, saying he smelled the food while he was inside playing video games and thought of joining me because he was hungry. Without even asking, he put his hands on my plate, wanting to eat from it. I stopped him and told him he was being selfish as he already ate his, a larger portion of what was cooked for dinner, and the food on my plate was barely enough for me. He complained about being hungry from playing video games.
Oh, come on.
Dude, brain power, dude. That takes a lot of energy.
You know how much muscles in my thumbs? I have to feed these beasts.
I told him I was hungry from studying. He made a face and went to grab a spoon so we could eat together. I pulled my plate away and pointed at the fridge, telling him there was some leftovers in the fridge and he could go ahead and reheat that if he was so hungry. He refused and insisted to share my dinner. I stood my ground and I didn't let him. He got all pissed, threw his spoon in the sink, and spit in my plate.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Wow.
what an insane reaction.
What a turn.
I was 100% taken by surprise and was so livid and disgusted. I shouted, "What the fuck did you just do?" He just smirked at me, telling me to enjoy as he walked out.
Oh, God, this guy is so fucking cool.
I called him fucking childish, and he turned around and walked back in saying I was the one acting like a high school bully for refusing to let him share my dinner and telling him to just have leftovers.
I wish I had that kind of high school bully. Instead, I was getting fucking wedgies and swirlies.
No, you weren't.
Voted homecoming king. Best personality. I wish I had a bully. I had too much power.
Shut the fuck up. All right. He said, I said he was being selfish and petty to spit in my plate to stop me from eating, and he managed to do it. I was so upset I couldn't eat what was in my plate. It was gross and disgusting. I threw it in the garbage.
Yeah.
And he threw another fit asking why I would throw away perfect food, and he was counting on me giving it to him after he spit on it. We had a major fight.
He literally, like, licked the can in the fridge and said, like, it's mine now. And she's pissed. Yep. What the fuck?
We had a major fight. Probably the biggest fight we've ever had thus far.
Makes sense.
He says that I was wrong. I escalated, and he wants me to apologize first so we could put this past us. But I said, no way. I'm not apologizing after he ruined my dinner and disregarded the time and effort I made to prepare it.
This is madness.
I want you to apologize first so we can put this past us.
Correct.
An insane premise to go upon.
There's got to be like a lot more going on behind the scenes that started all this, right?
This is just the boiling point.
This is the straw
that broke the camel's back.
Like, this is just insane. Like, what?
Could you imagine if she was like, and this is the second biggest fight we've ever been in. It's like, what was the first time? Yeah. What was worse than spitting in your food and making you throw it away and also getting pissed about it?
How is that anybody's normal reaction? That just seems like such an insane, like, decision to make. It's just like, you're not going to give it to me after that? Like, what was the...
Yeah, what is like, you win. You did it. You figured out the argument. How to win an argument is spit on it.
Like, I get that there's, like, spit in your mouth and it's, like, your own spit, but, like, it's kind of fucking gross, right?
Oh, 100%.
Can we all be on that same page? Like, I know you think this dude kind of rocks, but, like...
I make Aurora suck on a sponge for 30 minutes before we give each other cheekers. So...
I'm not going to ask you what a cheeker is. I kind of have an idea, but that's pretty fucked. You want a sloppy cheeker, dude. Like, if I'm asking for cheekers from Erica, like, if it's, like, our anniversary or maybe a holiday, and I'm asking for a cheeker.
You're lucky enough to get one, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, slop it up.
Yeah, so a cheeker is just a cheesy sneaker. You just put Cheese Whiz in a shoe of a sort. But I don't like wet mouth with that. Erica, what do you
We'll cut that. No, we'll just actually, we'll cut that. So
you're going to cut the cheese, dude, on the pod?
Wouldn't be the first time, won't be the last.
You guys have farted on the podcast?
No, incorrect. I have not.
Oh, I burped. What's that? Like, what's that called?
A burp?
Oh, it doesn't have a cool...
Like breaking wind?
Yeah.
But for the mouth?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Erica, what are your thoughts on the sitch?
Oh, man.
The Jersey Shore character, not the story.
The situation?
Yeah.
He sucks.
And what about the situation they're in?
Oh, also, it sucks.
Dump him. What's worse?
Probably this dude.
Yeah.
I would have to assume, yes, this dude's worse than Mikey, the situation.
Everything about this whole relationship sounds bad to me.
Yeah.
Like... Being engaged at 20 and 22 sounds bad to me. That's just my opinion, okay? You can get engaged when you're 20 and 22. Sounds bad to me. But I will say this is a reason I would always advocate for living together before you get married. Yep. Like, at least they're living together before they got married to a point to where there's more paperwork or whatever to deal with. Like, what? Imagine they got married and then she cooked for him and then he's spitting.
And, yeah, and then you're just stuck with that. Yeah. Unless you want a lawsuit and divorce and just all-around bad time.
Mm. I mean, it already sounds like a bad time, so... I hope that she just, hope she found her peace.
I love how him, his response, his idea of like, I gotcha, was calling her a high school bully.
Mm-hmm.
When he literally did the most textbook high school bully
thing.
Licked your food, now you have to give it to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely insane. Just all of it. Like, I'm thinking back to just every detail she gave is just like, this is a weird dynamic you have going on.
You know what? I don't think it would have stopped me from eating it.
You would have ate it out of spite?
I would have ate it out of spite. Also, thrown like back at you, I've had your jizz in my mouth. Do you think your spit's going to stop me?
Hang on,
I'm just saying. I mean, I guess I don't know for
Erica,
her.
Erica, you would have went in next to him and ate it while he was playing his video games. You would have been chomping down mashed potatoes and corn right
I probably would have reheated the rest of the leftovers and ate those as well so that he couldn't have it.
Or just throw them out. Oh, no, I spit on them, so I threw it away. They're mine now, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to waste it.
I love the idea of getting hungry from playing video games. Now, you can build up an appetite, but to say that that's a reason why you deserve less food than me is fucking asinine.
Yeah, no, that man's wild.
Ah, man. You know what? I take it back, Josh. Like, playing video games is hard work.
We're keeping that joke in. You're taking it back. We're not cutting out the cheese joke.
Okay, next story.
Next story.
And we're cutting all that out.
Another classic. This one was found on Reddit.
Okay.
Yeah. True Reddit find.
First time. Is that a whoop for Erica?
Fuck off.
It's a compliment in a way.
I finally downloaded this app called Reddit.
I didn't know where you guys were like getting your stories from.
Erica was literally just going on to Yahoo Answers and typing, am I the asshole, and finding shit.
Do you guys know Reddit wasn't spelled R-E-A-D-I-T?
Today I fucked up
Uh-oh.
By talking to a cop, costing me a pair of underwear.
Yeah, you shouldn't have done that.
Wild ride.
Looks like he was trying to cop a feel.
Ew.
Yeah, I agree.
This one actually happened today for once. A.K.A. Wow. This was posted 9 days ago. So, 9 days ago from the day that we're
so like
recording this.
23 days ago.
For context, my mom and I had some barbecue last night from a new spot just outside of town. Pretty damn good. A little greasy, though. Got to talk to our neighbor, a state trooper, for the first time in months since we all got vaxxed.
I love your inflection. Got to talk to our neighbor. A state trooper.
It's in parentheses.
A trooper.
It's just amazing. It was perfect. I'm not giving notes. I'm letting you know I liked it.
Okay. Fast forward to today. I'm outside mowing the yard when our neighbor, the state trooper, comes over
that
in
one
full
had
uniform.
Eyebrows included.
He comes over in full uniform, waving his arms, telling me to stop mowing for a second so he can talk to me. I've already been feeling a little bit of a stomach rumble before this happened.
Oh, come on.
I stop the lawnmower. I shut it off. I get off of it, and I go walk out to the road to meet him. He starts asking me questions about the yard, purposefully making it sound like I'm being grilled for something I did wrong.
That's just their tone. They fucking suck.
Cue anxiety attack. Rumbling in my gut continues to get worse as I'm trying to figure out a way to end this conversation quickly. About that time, he finally stops with the act, claps me on the back a few times, and says, "Don't worry, kid. I'm just shitting with you."
Oh, no.
At which point the dam breaks.
It's like you said the magic word.
It's like when someone says Niagara Falls and you gotta pee real bad.
And it is not a silent one that I can keep secret and clench between my cheeks while I walk awkwardly back to the house. No, that would be too easy. It was loud and it was wet. It immediately began running down my legs. He sees it. He looks at me and is about to start freaking out when I say the only thing that I could think of in my panic-stricken mind.
Oh, God. It's going to be bad.
Ah, shit.
No, sir, officer. It is I that is shitting with you.
Very good. Very, very good.
He was still on the ground laughing after I walked to the garden. I walked to the garden hose to clean off before going in. Ruined my new pair of undies with the pockets inside to keep your bits separate and comfy.
Oh, fuck that.
I think if here's the thing. If you're spending money on nice underwear, you rinse it out and you use them again.
Yeah.
You don't throw away a new pair of underwear that
or
you shit in.
You can just keep them as your lawn mowing underwear and just wear them backwards. So if you shit, it catches it in the pockets.
Okay, but what if you're in public?
What do you mean?
It's a brand new pair of underwear.
Okay, if you shit your pants in public, you throw it away. Yeah, I'm not going to, like, stuff it in my pocket. He was at his house.
I know. That's why I'm asking.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry I got defensive about this.
All of Christian's underwear used to be white. They are now brown, of course.
But then I just went ahead and bought brown dye.
It's a neutral.
So they were all, you know.
I just like a neutral color in my underwear, all right?
I love the perfect just, I'm just shitting with you. And just, I know it's bad on this person's life experience, but the universe decided... We are just shitting with you.
Today's the day. It's crazy that this is the story that convinced me there is a God. It's so wild. There is a God in that he hates mankind. So.
Stephen Hawking had a point until today. Yeah, specifically mankind. Womankind doing great. No notes.
He loves us.
She loves us. I was going to say, if he loves you, why does he got a patriarchy going? But... another topic, another day.
Okay.
Where does he got a patriarchy going? How come he didn't send his only daughter to the cross?
You ever think of that one?
Because
God had a daughter. She was just thriving in fucking Mesopotamia. Jesus Christ, what am I thinking
Jerusalem.
Of? No, I'm thinking of. It was like the year 1000, the Fertile Crest.
That's Mesopotamia.
Ah, good.
Because what happens when the Tigris and Euphrates River floods?
You get a Mesopotamia.
Get a real Mesopotamia.
Nice.
Because that's why the Fertile Crest existed, because it's the Tigris and Euphrates River.
Now, what was it called when all of...
good soil to grow vegetation in.
What was it called when all of Pangaea? I thought I was saying Pangaea.
I don't think that was in the year 1000.
I understand.
No, I meant 1000 BC.
I mean, the Earth is also only 5,000 years old.
Incorrect.
So.
Okay.
Prove me wrong.
Are we taking a break now, or do you want another quick little thing?
Give us a quick little thing.
Quick little thing? It also happens to be a new subreddit.
Whoop. Give us some more enthusiasm on that.
Oh, shit.
And we have to cut it because it peaked. Continue, Erica.
Here, I'll do another take. Whoop!
This subreddit is called r/cursed documents.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Oh.
Cursed comments.
Okay. Weird mistake.
I don't know why my brain reads that. When I wrote it down, I started writing cursed documents. It's
weird.
Cursed
she
comments.
Does have cursed documents, probably a good subreddit, though. We should check it out.
All right. So the title of this is cursed_pissdrawer.
Let's hit a break. I don't think I like this.
We don't need this. We have a primarily female listenership, and Christian was worried that we talk about shit too much. And here goes Erica bringing up shit and piss back to back.
Back to back.
Girls like shit and piss too.
Weird. What? It's almost like we're humans with bodily functions the same as men. Interesting.
Actually, more. That's the crazy part.
I've got a story about that too. All right.
Bodily function we're talking about.
This is a screen grab from r/AskReddit. The post was, "What's the worst thing you've ever done?"
Okay.
And the comment that I'm going to read.
Is this a whoop inside of a whoop?
We've done AskReddit before, haven't we?
Was that? No, we did a, Ask Me Anything. This is a woo whoop.
Woo whoop.
All right. What's the worst thing you've ever done? This person says, so I had started dating this divorced mom who had a 5 or 6 year old crotch goblin.
Come on.
Jesus.
You're not going to get people on your side by calling him a crotch
goblin.
Okay,
that's a child.
That was a child.
I thought it was an STD.
Wait.
A 5 or 6 year old STD. Is this not chlamydia?
You right. honestly had me convinced. I was like, wait, you really thought that? Because it did take me a second to be like, what the fuck is
Yeah, we're not all as dumb as you.
Call me an ignorant man, but.
You said it. So this child, who was utterly convinced that his mommy and daddy were going to get back together someday.
Idiot, you fucking dumbass crotch goblin, dumbass bitch.
Needless to say, he didn't like me very much and basically turned into the Antichrist whenever his mom wasn't looking.
Yeah, go figure.
And did an irritatingly effective job of cock blocking me. So on one of the rare occasions when the walking, talking argument for pro-choice was with his father.
Holy fuck.
This dude sucks so fucking hard. I've never... Like, we've had a lot of dudes that I just fucking, like, this dude sucks. This might be number one for the worst dude on Reddit that we've
You know
read,
this but... dude sucks because you know he's gobbling that crotch.
No, you know he doesn't gobbling crotch at all.
You don't think he's a generous lover?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
That's why he's never had a kid. He actually never gets past third base.
This dude's clearly a one-pump chump.
Got his ass.
So, kid is with the dad. He says, I took a piss in the bottom drawer of his dresser. His mom found it sometime later and confronted him. He told her it wasn't him and tried to blame me, which caused his mom to go absolutely ape shit at him for lying. Because who would believe that a grown-ass man would piss in a kid's dresser? And forced him to apologize to me for it. Long story short, he avoided me like the plague after that, and I got to fuck the shit out of his mom.
He pissed in his own dresser?
He pissed in frame, the child's dresser.
To frame the kid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that he's like, who would ever believe that a grown man would do this? Who's a fucking grown man that would do this?
Yeah.
We'll take it back a step. No one has to imagine it because it shouldn't be a grown man that does do that.
We can imagine a guy and his username is u/fucking crotch grabbler.
Milfucker 69420XX.
The XX is for extra, extra small.
Clearly.
Oh, God.
What yeah. a monster.
Yeah.
And he didn't fuck the shit out of this kid's mom, for sure. That didn't happen either.
Yeah.
You know, he's
I
only into
hope it. That she's listening, and I hope she realizes that her boyfriend, if it's still your boyfriend, fucking sucks. Fuck
I would
that
love
man.
For them to be a number one judgy.
In a perfect world, every person we've ever read a story from or about has listened to our podcast. Yeah,
actually, all the reviews we have are
the
from...
One, this guy wrote the one-star review preemptively. He knew.
That makes a lot of sense,
He knew,
actually.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
What an insane person.
All right, I've got one more of the quickest of things. Okay.
Quicker than this guy in the sack?
Oh, yeah.
God is ass.
Damn, dude, we clapped our hands harder than that dude claps anybody's cheeks. We're just going to keep talking shit about this guy.
I have another new subreddit.
Erica, you need to bring it down a notch.
Give me a whoop so I can move on.
Whoop so I can move on.
This is from r/brand new sentence.
Okay.
Which is, you know, new sentences that have yeah. never been stated before.
Like peanut butter tribalism or I'm your father and I loved your comedy show. It's a Bo Burnham joke, fellas.
Oh,
and
mind.
Ladies and endies.
Hot take real quick. I don't fucking like Bo Burnham.
That's a real hot take.
We just lost so many listeners.
I don't think he's funny. Mistake.
Bo's listening right now. Is
That's fine. It's cool of you to listen. Share it with your friends and your followers. And we'll milk that. But I don't think you're fucking funny. Anyway.
She hasn't given a chance.
Anyway. This is a screenshot of a tweet.
God damn it, Erica.
On Reddit.
Posted to Reddit.
That was sent to us on Facebook.
It says, I, 36 male, am polyamorous, and my partners, 23 female, 24 female, 28 female, and 30 female, have unionized.
Unionize the workplace, ladies. Get more than what you put. Make sure that your labor is not being shorted.
Yeah.
Organize, control the means of production.
Correct. And reproduction.
And very good. Yes.
How old is this person?
36-year-old male. I just think that's so funny. They unionized.
This isn't like a stereotypical like, oh, I'm a man, I couldn't imagine having more than one girlfriend. I just couldn't imagine having like more than one partner to deal, like not deal with, obviously that's a horrible way to say, but like my brain gets like so like worried all the time that I'm like providing enough in my relationship that if I had more than one person out to, I would hoo-wee.
Fucking beta, dude.
I would be so stressed out. I would just be constantly at a level of like, there's four of them. And now they're unionizing.
I worry
that
about
means I did
one.
Something bad. That means I was
yeah, that usually does mean, yeah, like poor conditions that they unionized are really improved.
I wasn't offering them proper health care or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just thought that was really fucking funny.
Insane. I wish I had more details now, though. I want to know, like, what's
I
the
wonder
union?
If, I think he's fucking kidding, right?
Well, like, what union are we? Are we joining, like, the laborers union, or what are we thinking?
I think electrical, because there's a lot of hot work going on.
Okay, and we'll take that break right now.
See you on the other side of the break. Bye. Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Bye.
You're just leaning off the camera, and then once we go to make TikToks, it makes it very difficult.
And welcome back to this side of the podcast. Guys, Circle Jerge time. This is going to be this might be the first time we've just bullshitted. Very funny that I read that review about us bullshitting. Circle Jerge, we like to jerge around the circle. We like to talk about, we normally have a premise better than this. We like to talk about us and sort of jerge around this circle. We did it, guys. This is the first podcast we're recording post my birthday.
Hooray!
We're still alive.
Birthday noises.
For now. Erica barely made it. But of course, Erica, we had a Shrek party where people dressed up as Shrek characters, and if they didn't, they had to pay a $5 entry fee, which had to go to a costume contest.
So the money went to the prize for whoever had the best costume.
Legally, I had to have a contest. It wasn't just me taking money from people. But legally,
I cannot recommend enough just having a fucking costume party. It is the dumbest, most fun thing.
It was a blast.
Like,
I don't really remember most of the night, but I think I had fun.
we did Shrek characters. I was the big bad wolf.
I was Lord Farquaad.
I'll put my picture right here of me as the big bad wolf.
Put up my grainy picture right here of me as Lord Farquaad. But like, zoom and enhance, because there's only a single picture of me in the corner of a room.
That's me in the corner.
That's me with the...
I was Puss in Boots, and I was very drunk.
Yes.
We were going to do the TikTok thing of like
who's going to get drunkest tonight?
I'm the big bad wolf, and I think so-and-so's going to get most drunk. And I came to Erica at like 9 p.m. and I was
it was much earlier than 9
p.m. I was like, Erica, we got to do this TikTok. And she just goes, I'm already the most drunk. And then, of course, in my mind, Erica is John Mulaney. And I was like, yeah.
That is, in my mind, she's John Mulaney. That's
in
one of the reasons
well.
We got married. So, love you.
But yeah, guys, I cannot, like, how much fun. I think we had, I haven't counted, probably like 25 people here.
115 people.
We had like 25.
That one listener that we kind of gave the open invite of, like, if you can find the address.
They got it.
Yo, they got it. I had a blast with them.
We had like 25 people here, COVID safe. We had like 25 people here. I think only like 5 people didn't come in costumes. It's a pretty low number, which is great.
We only had a couple of people that like had the same costume.
Yeah, we had what, multiple donkeys, and then
I think that was it.
We only had one donkey, but we had multiple dragons.
Ah.
No, Cam and Khalil were both donkeys.
Oh.
And then we had dragon, and then we had donkey dragon baby.
Right. Got it. Yes.
But amazing party.
Yeah,
I do say I'd throw a good goddamn party.
You, I mean, I made the punch. I'm sorry, the swamp juice. So
yep, we had swamp juice, which was just Hawaiian punch, oranges, lemons, and then
Sprite, pineapple juice.
Sprite, yeah. Pineapple juice, and then a little bit of tequila or vodka in that
A lot of vodka.
Erica,
couple of shots of tequila.
I don't know if it was your second or your third drink, but I walked into the kitchen and I see you pouring punch, and you take a drink of it, and you just go, "Whew, that's a lot." And you just like diluted a little bit and walked off with it.
You diluted it by one sip's worth of juice.
It made all the difference, okay? Also, I like definitely passed out at the top of your stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend from work that I invited, she's like, "Erica, I'm going to leave." And I wasn't waking up. So she goes, "Here, kitty, kitty." Apparently, I don't remember this. Apparently, I like sit straight up, like one eye in it. And she goes, "Come say goodbye." And I went, I fucking hissed at her. And then I laid back down and went to, I don't remember this.
You're a fucking monster.
You were absolutely hiss drunk, as some would say.
Boo.
Hey, man, that was a great joke. Turning 27 really is like, it's a game changer for you, dude. All your jokes have landed tonight.
I will have to give wonderful shout out to Aurora. She made a beautiful cake, which we'll put here, of course.
Absolutely insane.
Insane. Cake. She made the marzipan from scratch. She made the cake. She made cupcakes with little Shrek things in there that I had bought. We had Shrek balloon, off brand Shrek balloons, which are the funniest fucking things I've ever seen.
Insane.
There's one right there. You want me to grab it?
Yeah, sure. The Puss in Boots looks like they did like a cyberpunk. They did like a cyberpunk. Oh, that's a donkey one. I'll get a picture and put them all up, but the donkey is just such an off-brand. What did you call it, Christian?
I don't remember.
Because we were playing Shrek 2, the video game, as well, and they don't have the actual voice actors. And someone called
I called him Teddy Murphy.
Teddy Murphy was so good. It was so good. But yeah, I can't recommend.
It was all around a great time.
Especially coming out of COVID. It was like the first thing I had gone to.
Yeah.
In a long time.
Well,
first big thing.
At one point in the party, I forgot something at my house, and so I had to get a ride on the back of a motorcycle, and I'm dressed as Lord Farquaad, so I have a dress on.
Dress and leggings.
With leggings, and it's like, I'm on the back of this dude.
A Harley.
Back of a Harley. Just
what an optic.
It's just like, I really hope no one sees me. And it was terrible, because I got kind of long hair, so it's like, from the back, I was loading up our car the first time, thought I got everything. From the back, like, 8 cars passed by my house. And it's like, I thought I picked a time where no cars would be driving by. I tried to wait for, like, the optimal, no one will be driving at 2:15 on a Saturday. And then it's just car after car. And it's like, who's that hideous bitch?
They probably thought it was me.
I loved, I sort of similarly did the same thing. So I got dressed, Aurora did my makeup and everything. So I was just wearing a nightgown and like a granny hat with big fake wolf ears on it with a wolf tail sticking out the back. And I was like getting ready. I was like, she was finishing up. So I was like, I'll go leaf blow, like get the stuff off the patio. So I'm outside in my leaf blower, just like blowing shit on my shit, not really paying attention. I look up and all of my neighbors are outside for the first time fucking ever. And I'm like, well, here we go.
Yeah, I was ready to go get ice. I was like, oh, fuck, we didn't get ice for the coolers. I was like, I'll just stop real quick. And it's just like, we'll bleep that. I'll just stop at the liquor store real quick. And then it's like, oh, fuck, I'm in a dress, because Eric was getting ready. I was like, I'll just stop real quick. And then I'm just like, fuck. Well, now it'd be fine if I walked in with two people dressed up. If it's just me dressed 100%. Up, it's like, what the fuck is this psycho doing?
They've had more interesting people walk into that liquor store, I'm sure.
For sure.
There's our circle, George. I guess that's our unsolicited advice.
Have a costume party.
It's so fun.
And you really did bring, Josh brought up the point of like, the worst part about like Halloween parties in this area is it's normally just fucking cold as shit.
When's the last time we had a warm Halloween? 2008?
And coming this year, baby.
It's fair.
But yeah, it was just like nice having great weather,
mm-hmm.
being in stupid costumes.
Mm-hmm.
It was humid as fuck though.
It was humid, so sorry.
That's okay. And since this was your golden birthday.
Yep.
I feel like for my golden birthday.
Uh oh.
We should do.
We have 4 years to plan an Emperor's New Groove party.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, fuck.
And I want to be Yzma. I call it right now.
I guess I gotta be Kronk.
We can dress up.
Really working.
I assume you'll have a baby as the squirrel that they that Kronk talks to.
Or, like...
We're fucking kicking that baby out that night.
Oh, for sure. The baby's not invited.
Fucking lame. Hey, bet you that baby can't even fucking do a keg stand.
Hey, future child, you're fucking... You're uninvited from this party now. You're picking up the beer for us, and I'm gonna kind of ignore you on the way to Grandma's house. Like, thanks. Get out now.
I'm just gonna slow down. You roll out just like I used to.
Tuck and roll, son.
It's in your blood.
You've been on this God's green earth for 2 years. You've ain't learned how to tuck and roll. You're no son of mine.
All right.
Back into the stories.
I have a listener submission from Instagram.
Should we get a Whoop adjacent for a listener submission?
I was just thinking that.
Like, what's like
how
something
about,
we
hey.
Could.
Hey.
Okay.
Should we just steal the clip of the guy going,
well, you want
whoop, whoop?
No, it's
whoop,
too close.
Too close to whoop? Yeah. So it's too adjacent to whoop. Okay.
Yeah. Listeners,
do we
come up with something. Send it to us.
Yeah, on... there we go. We could put it on the listeners since you guys are
the ones
doing it.
If you
want
to record yourself saying something fun.
Oh, buddy. Email us a recording of you saying any word and we'll play it.
Josh is fucking, he's creaming his jeans right now. It's any word. Send us a singular word. We will play that.
From Instagram says, am I the asshole for blocking this random kid in my art class on all social media when I barely know him? I'm a 15-year-old female about to be a sophomore. In my art class, I sat at a table with another boy. He already was a little awkward and didn't know how to start conversations. One of the questions he asked me was, so, do you believe in God?
I hope that wasn't the first sentence spoken that day.
I didn't really think anything of it. He was probably just trying to be polite. But then things started getting a little weirder. He already requested to follow me on Instagram maybe 6 or 7 times.
It's a pretty bold move.
So that I would see that he requested to follow me. Then proceeded to request to follow all of my teammates after we had a banquet together. Then he did something that really made me uncomfortable.
It's pretty uncomfortable so far.
In the middle of class, I was drawing and noticed him taking a picture of me while he thought I wasn't paying attention. The teacher then noticed and told him not to do that, which led me to be more quiet in that class and blocking him on everything because he found my accounts.
I was just trying to get a picture of your art.
It's not that exciting, but whatever. That was fine. It was a fine story. Also, this is like...
Textbook creepy?
Textbook creepy. This man's gonna like... grow up to do something really bad. I hope he doesn't.
Unless he gets the proper help and support that he needs. But as of right now, fucking get him.
Get him
out of there.
He's going to grow up to be, Josh, you might have never heard the story. He's going to grow up to be the kid from SIU where he stopped me in Thompson Woods and is like, do you believe in God? And I'm just like, nope, got to go to class. And he's just like following me. He's like, oh, really? I do. Like, you should really consider, like, whatever church he's in, talks to me about the church, and he's like, hey, man, this guy gave me this book, and it's really weird, and I can't remember exactly how he said it. He pretty much said he's, like, a warrior for God, and he's like, I can't be reading this. And he hands me the book by Aleister Crowley, like...
Oh, what is that?
It's, like, The Laws of Power or something like this. It was something insane, and it's just, like, such an insane... weird conversation, like in the middle of this wooded area on the campus, and it's just like just me and him. And he's walking the same direction as me. He hands me the book. He's like, Book of the Law. Hands it to me. He's like, I can't have this. Tells me he's like a warrior for God. And then he just turns the other way and walks away after that. And just like, what was this interaction right now? This isn't normal, right? The only thing that like was able to talk me out of being extremely freaked out by it. I was like, there's a barcode on the back of the book, so I'm not, it's, they sell it somewhere. This,
oh, you thought it was like contraband?
This isn't
or
like
something?
Some creepy, this isn't,
it felt
extra
like the beginning
creepy.
Of a horror movie. Like, straight up, he comes back to my dorm and he's like, some fucking weirdo gave me this weird book, and it's like an occult book. Like, it was weird as fuck, and I was just like, okay, so this book is obviously cursed, and now you're cursed, and I'm cursed by association, and we're all gonna die.
Well, you guys have nothing to worry about, because the person who received it would die 7 days after reading it, but Christian can't read for shit. So there was a 0% chance that you would ever get
through
it.
That's the thing that creeped me out, because like, I read the first page, and I'm just like, I shouldn't be reading this.
You actually
I don't believe in like higher powers, but I was like, I don't think I should be reading this.
You're not the asshole, obviously. I feel like that
you
needs
do not
to be
need
said.
That man in your life.
Not the asshole here.
And by man, I mean little boy, because he's got some growing up to do if he thinks that behavior is okay.
I do think there might be like a weird misconstruing here of he was trying to get a picture of her art project and he's like,
also
oh, I just
weird.
I need help on mine. I just copy your answers? And she's
no,
like,
you're in class for a reason. You go to
like,
your teacher for
this
that.
This is why I keep trying to add you on Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and like then I had to add all your teammates and it's like because I just need help on my art project.
No,
I just
go
need
to your
inspiration.
Teacher for that. Quit defending this disgusting little boy.
I'm actually not. Guys, if you thought I was defending him for real, I wasn't. This has all been a joke. It's been a farce. I don't like little boys.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man. It makes us think you do when you say it. Like, don't say that, right? Like, that's bad. Listen. Fucking tell principal, if you can, go as high as you can. Get out of the class. I'm sure there's multiple classes, or if not, he's rescinded the right to be in that class.
Get him out of there.
You have more?
Oh, do you want more? Do you want another listener submission, or do you want...
What's up to you?
Okay. All right, I have another listener submission from Instagram. Give me a girl's name.
Trisha.
Okay.
Okay.
No, never mind.
No, Trisha's fine. No,
Josh, you got one?
Yeah, I was going to say Brittany. Hashtag free Brittany.
We're going with Trisha.
Fuck Britney Spears.
Trisha says, I live in a double on the left side, and my neighbors who live on the right side of the double have two cars, and they have one in front of their side, and they started parking their minivan in our spot. Are we following along here?
This is a bit. Well, I think the double is
it's a
same
duplex.
As a duplex. For
yeah.
Okay.
So it's a big house that's split down the center.
Yeah. And they're parked on their side.
And they're parked,
in their driveway,
on
basically.
Trisha's side.
Big no-no.
The house on the right that's not connected to our duplex is abandoned. My mom and stepdad want me and my boyfriend parked in front of our house since we've got cameras. So we asked our neighbors to move their minivan, and they flipped out. And we didn't understand why they couldn't move their car first.
It seems like a pretty reasonable question. Like...
So me and my boyfriend started parking to where they can't get their minivan out until we leave. Am I the asshole?
No, the absolute perfect move.
That's what you do.
It's either you do that or you tow their minivan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You did the proper thing by going to them first and being like, hey, can you please not? And they're like, fuck you. And then, yeah, just fuck you also. Because it's not like you're damaging their property. You're just, I'm parking in my driveway.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how, like, the agreements work on duplexes. Like, do you have, like, a legal... like standing to say you can't park in my driveway or
I wonder.
I'm sure there is.
Well, I wonder if it's the difference between renting and owning as well.
Yeah. Hmm. Parking. That's the only thing I could think of. But yeah, that's the absolute way to just like really fucking destroy a neighborly relationship is stealing
a spot.
Well, that's
the thing. Like, it's not like it's an unreasonable request.
No.
It's like, hey, it makes more sense if you move your car over here so that like, you know, we have an equal amount of space. Yep. It's not an unreasonable request. Just fucking, I don't understand why people have to be so rude all the time.
Get a roll of masking tape right down the middle of the driveway. Your side, my side, lady.
For real. And
you figured it all out, Josh.
I have a feeling that people are going to say, like, maybe this person is the asshole because they just need to take the moral high ground and, like,
no.
Fuck that. Fuck the moral high ground.
We take the low road. We tell people to take the high road, then we take the low road.
I mean, they already did the moral high ground of like asking.
Going to
that's
them
the
first.
Most reasonable
absolutely.
Thing now it's like now it's the fucking Wild West.
There's this girl that I follow on TikTok, and I'm not gonna lie, I only followed her because her laugh just brings me joy. Her name's Drew. I'm not even gonna try to pronounce her last name, but she basically puts down shitty men. Like, men will be stupid on TikTok and say misogynistic things. I know, it's a rare occurrence.
Show me one man.
We must be on different TikToks.
But she'll, like, respond to their videos and tell them what worthless pieces of shit they are. And I love it. And so many of her, like, comments are people saying, like, oh, just take the high ground. Like, be... She's like, fuck that. I would rather drive through hell and roast this man for the piece of shit that he is than ever take the high ground.
I don't think any
And I'm like, yes, in this situation, I... yeah.
I don't think on this podcast we'll ever take a high ground stance.
No, probably not.
Unless there's actual ramifications.
I don't know why you're like lumping me in with you guys. I take the high road every time.
Yeah.
Maybe if you are high.
And speaking of road, hopefully road sponsors us on our next episode, guys.
Dude, that'd be so insane.
What is road?
It's a microphone company.
Microphone and headphones and stuff.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed, please go over to our socials. Erica, where could they get that from us at?
At Judgies Pod, JudGiesPod Pod. And that's on Twitter.
Instagram.
You really threw off my groove. Twitter, Instagram.
Letterboxd. TikTok.
Am I doing it or are you guys doing it?
I was going to do like a boom, boom, boom thing.
We thought we're having a back and forth. Now I can't think of
any flustered. I'm flustered right now. You know what? If you're flustered,
no ghost talking.
Send us an email at judgespod. That's JudGiesPod at gmail.com.
And guys, stay beautiful. Bye.
And don't forget, the judges love you.
Bye.
Okay, bye.